Aquaculture. Kenya Marine and Fisheries Research Institute is carrying out a study on two endangered indigenous fish species in a bid to boost their population and improve food security. The two species, which are on the verge of extinction, used to be the main catches of Lake Victoria in the early 1950s. Oreochromis esculentus, commonly known as ingege, and Oreochromis variabilis, imbiru, will soon complement the two delicacy popularly known as Nile perch and Nile tilapia species, which are commonly consumed in Kenya. Speaking at Kigati Aquaculture Center in Kisii Central Sub-County, Kisii County Wednesday, Kemfree Assistant Director Aquaculture Dr. Paul Larina said the ingege and imbiru, also known as tilapia singida and Victoria tilapia respectively, are the original tilapons of Lake Victoria and its neighboring lakes. Dr. Arena explained that the lakes have however been dominated by the Nile perch, which has been found to thrive better around the globe water bodies. He noted that the introduction of tilapia niloticus, which is the common aquaculture fish in Kenya, and Nile perch had contributed immensely to the declining of the indigenous species. Our mandate is to research and conserve the traditional genetic material for ingege and imbiru at the lake region and bring them back to avoid over-reliance on one or two species for food, said Dr. Arena. The research, which has support from Boston University in the United States, Rio Fish and Plus Fish Philanthropy, is mainly focusing on their performance and nutritional value to find out if it supersedes that of Niloticus so that it can be used to improve the country's food security as per the government's agenda. The research is also seeking to see if the fish characteristics will make it easily acceptable to the local community, including the youth, women and the disabled who practice aquaculture in fish cages and ponds. We are bringing on board a subsector that is able to make economic meaning to our communities, and especially women, persons with disability, PWD, and the youth, so that they can do these enterprises, create employment, improve food security and nutrition, said Dr. Arena. Kenya is also working with Uganda and Tanzania in the research, looking at Sustainable Development Goals, 17 Sudanese pounds, which promotes partnership in terms of research in East Africa, to ensure the species finds its place in aquaculture in the region. According to Dr. Arena, the challenges encountered in the research include the struggle in the first generation of the fish under research because of the change from natural environment to cages or ponds, and poor performance compared to the Niloticus. He explained that the increase in human population and growth of cities along the lake, including Kisumu, Mwanza and Jinja, has contributed to low fish population because of waste from settlements and agricultural chemicals. Use of wrong fishing gears and destruction of breeding grounds has caused pressure on the fish population too. The solution to these, he said, includes subjecting them to a breeding program just like what the Nile tilapia had gone through over the years, so that traits of high performance can be selected and be subjected to equal competition in the aquaculture. Having this fish on board will improve not only the quantity but good diet too, mainly protein and high essential fatty acids, he said.